This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. And I want to welcome a good friend, Brian Stewart, to the stage tonight. Amen, amen. God is good, God is good, God is faithful. Brian, I've been trying to get you here for like 2 weeks, and you're here now, so I'm so excited about what we're talking about tonight, and I think it's a critical thing that we address in our lives, the life of a Christian believer, and that is when we go through moments of temptation, when we go through moments that we're feeling like the devil's coming at me from all these different directions, and what do I do now? So I want to start off right now. If you got your Bibles, go with us to Luke 4. And we're going to go to Luke 4, 1 through 13. If you will, just find it in your Bibles. We're finding it in our Bibles right now so we can keep up. And I'm going to ask Brian to read that. So good to have you with me, Brian.
Love being tonight. Here. Thank you for having me.
We're just operating off the overflow of the men's Bible study this morning. Yeah. And man, we had such a good prayer. And Brian is one of the mainstays right there on the men's Bible study. And we just like to get with the men and open up the Word of God and just see what God wants to tell us about being a man, because Jesus was the ultimate man, and we can look and we can see what manhood is supposed to look like when we look at Jesus. Indeed. But, take us right here to Luke 4, 1 through 13.
I'm going to read from the NLT version. For those who are watching and listening, it says, "Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the River Jordan. He was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Mm. Jesus ate nothing at all, all that time, and became very hungry. Then the devil said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become a loaf of bread.' But Jesus told him, 'No. The scripture says, people do not live by bread alone.' Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. 'And I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them,' the devil said, 'because they are mine to give to anyone I please. I will give it all to you if you will worship me.' Mm. Jesus replied, 'The scripture says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Oh my goodness. "And then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, 'If you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say,'" now he came back with a scripture, Pastor John. "'He will order his angels to protect and guard you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone.' Jesus responded, 'The scripture also says, you must not test the Lord your God.' When the devil had finished tempting him, he left him until the next opportunity came."
Oh, man. I'm telling you, there's so many things that we can take away from this passage, but we're just going to draw out a few. The first thing it says, "And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River and was led into the wilderness." Let me tell you something. It's so important that you stay full. Get full. Right. And stay full of the Holy Spirit, because you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. You never know what type of testing, what type of temptation that tomorrow is going to bring. So it's so critical for us as believers to stay full of the Spirit. I find too many people operating, and they're operating on half a tank. They're operating and they're not full. They got a little bit of the Spirit. They got a taste of the Spirit, but they're not full of the Spirit. Let me tell you, if you want to be more than a conqueror, if you want to be successful in the things that God has given you to put your hands to be successful at your job, to be successful at your family life, to be successful in everything that God gives you, you need to be full of the Spirit. Jesus was so effective because he was full of the Spirit.
Full is a common word that can be misconstrued, and I think you'll probably get into this later. But God, Jesus literally was in a position where, you know, Pastor Josh, he was fasting, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, the temptation obviously was probably already coming from other angles, you know, and the devil just took this particular opportunity to test his fullness. That's what I was seeing.
Oh, well, it says, you know, in this passage that he was tested throughout. Oh. But the climax of the testing came, I love this, the climax of the testing came when he became very hungry. It was at the end of the 40-day fast that the enemy comes with him with the height of the testing. And this is so important to know about temptations when they come. They're going to come to you. It's not going to be a convenient time. It's going to be a time when you're frustrated at work. You're frustrated at home. And the enemy's going to try to come in at the most inopportune time for you and the most opportune time for him to sneak in there and try to get in there. What happens with Jesus is at the most vulnerable place at the end of the 40-day fast. He's the hungriest. His stomach is empty. And that's when the greatest attack that the devil comes at him with. Let me tell you something. It's so important, going back, stay full of the Spirit. First off, stay full of the Spirit. Don't get on empty. Don't get on empty, because right off top, you're going to be vulnerable if you are empty. Yes. You're going to be you're going to be at a place where it's easier to fall. It's easier to make the wrong decisions. It's easier to get frustrated and say something that you're not supposed to say, to harm a relationship when that's not what you would normally do. That's not what you would do if you were full of the Spirit. And so, first off, be full. But he was in the natural, he was hungry. Sometimes we have natural things that are going on, and we're at a vulnerable place. Let me tell you something. You need to have some people, some brothers and sisters in Christ around you. Well, you know, one of the things that I love, and we do this a little bit with our men's morning Bible study, is accountability. And I see this happen in church among different groups, and there's accountability. The man, you need accountability, because there's sometimes, the Bible says, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so sometimes you're at that place where you in the natural, you want to do things, but it's that accountability that helps you stay on course. Amen. And so first off, stay full in the Spirit. Number two, know that there's going to be times that you need to have brothers and sisters around holding your arms up, helping keep you accountable and you keeping them accountable. This is so important, because temptations will come. It doesn't matter who you are. Even Jesus had temptations. Now, he didn't fall to them, but there were temptations.
Absolutely. We look here, when you talk about hungry, being hungry, we talk about vulnerability.
Yeah.
You know, at times, you know, when your stomach is growling, a lot of the times, my stomach growls a lot, you know, I'm a big guy. But when your stomach is growling, a lot of the times, say you go out to dinner.
Yeah.
A buffet.
Yeah.
Right? The first thing you think is, I'm going to eat everything on this platter. I'm going to eat everything out there. I'm going to get a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh,
goodness, come on. So I can only imagine, you know, being in a situation if you're really not full. But we also look at the scripture here when we talk about the fact how Jesus was able to deny the devil. He was able to deny the enemy because it wasn't food itself that he needed at that time.
It
was the Spirit, which is what you're talking about now.
Absolutely. And I want to touch this before we get into actual temptations, and that is, don't waste the wilderness. Jesus did not waste this desert moment, this time in the wilderness. He actually let this thing catapult him into his purpose. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, even if you feel like you're going through a dry season, you feel like you're going through a wilderness, like there's a lot of uncertainty, there's some frustration in this time, don't waste it. You can either grow you can grow apart from God, or you can press into God. And in this 40 days, Jesus used this wilderness time to press into God. And he went in full of the Spirit, and the Bible said he came out full of the Spirit. And this is what God wants to do. God wants to take everything that the enemy means for evil and turn it for your good. Amen. No matter if you're in a desert season, or you're in a place in between jobs, or you're in a place in between relationships, or you're waiting for that relationship that you're saying, God, send me the person, send me this. I've been waiting. Let me tell you something. Don't waste a wilderness.
I love that principle. This is something that we need to definitely use on our daily lives, right?
Yeah.
You want to come out full, Pastor Josh. You never actually know what season you're going into, right? So you're coming out of a situation, but you can also be going into a new situation, right? And so being full and being spiritually full is going to be very important for that next step.
Absolutely. Because these temptations are going to come, and then we see the first temptation that that the devil gives Jesus. He says, the devil comes to him, he says, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become a loaf of bread. I love this. If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become a loaf of bread. So in one statement, the devil... He brings into question two things. He tests Jesus in two things. First is identity. Second is provision. First thing, the devil's going to try to make you second guess yourself, second guess every word you've ever received, every promise you've ever read in the Word of God, every great sermon that you've ever heard and said, man, that reverberates with me. The devil's going to try to question that, bring that into question. Mm. Even what you think your destiny is, the devil's going to say, are you really the Son of God? Are you really a believer?
Amen.
Are you really called to do such and such?
Right.
He's going to bring into question your identity. And if you haven't been spending enough time in the presence of God, guess what? You might just believe him. You might just be right alongside him asking the same question.
Right.
So the first thing he questions the identity. And the second thing, he questions provision. And this is important because when we get into a difficult place, we're going through a difficult season, we begin to ask God, am I going to have enough? You know, many times as men, we want to provide for our family and do it well. And so sometimes we go through seasons where we're asking, am I going to be able to provide like I want to, like I need to, like I believe that it's supposed to be done? Provision. Sometimes even many of our single parents, you're asking yourself that question, am I going to be able to provide? And so it's the enemy that gets behind us, sowing these fears, asking these questions, giving these temptations, saying, you know what? If you're really a believer, shouldn't you be able to provide? Shouldn't you be able to speak to this circumstance and turn it into a provision? And so we have to be aware the devil is going to come to try to attack us, try to test us in the areas of identity and provision.
There's two things that you're talking about here, and both of them are just so great and grand. One, identity crisis, right?
Yeah.
Knowing who you are. Jesus knew who he was. He knew. The devil could say whatever he wanted to say, but no matter what happened, at the end of the day, he knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so important in this situation. And then you go into provision, right? God has the provision. You just need to have the vision.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, we're going through a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are questioning whether or not they can provide.
Exactly.
Right? Are you in a position? Is something going to happen? Can you provide? My question and my test would be, are you praying?
Yeah.
Are you getting deeper? Right? These Wednesday fill-ups, I love them so much because you wake up in the morning and the first thing, we're going right in the Bible.
Yeah.
And so provision,
yeah.
Knowing that your Lord, your God, the all Jehovah Jireh will be there for you.
If you have a good relationship with your parents and you're a kid, and somebody brings up a question about that, wouldn't you go in and ask your parents immediately, what's the deal about this? As soon as the devil brings up a question about provision, you need to take that to your heavenly Father and say, this is what I've been hearing. What's going on with this? And let me tell you something, our loving heavenly Father. He's a good, good Father, and he would withhold no good thing from us. And so it's in his presence that we're reassured of who we are and who he is. He is Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. He is the source. He is our provision. And he reminds us who we are, so we have to stay connected. The reason why Jesus was able to answer these questions and answer these temptations from the devil so confidently was because of his connection with the Father. We need that same type of connection.
Amen.
And then he goes on here to the next. Okay, devil loses round one. And then we go back now here, round two. He goes, oh, okay, let's try this. Let's look at it a little bit different. You know, a lot of times when the devil loses in your life, he tries to come right back and say, okay, let's look at something different. Let's look at a different area. I know you just gave me a black eye in that area, but let me go in a different, let's look at this a different way though.
All right.
He says, I will give you the glory. Look at all these kingdoms of the world. I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them, the devil says, because they're mine to give to anyone I please. So listen, this sounds like something way in the past, but it's actually something that happens every day. We're talking about the glory and the authority. You're talking about the power and the, what did I say this morning? The power and the fame. The glory is the fame. And the authority is the power.
Right.
So the fame and the glory is what many people fall. They fall to that temptation. We see it in the business community. We see it in politics.
We see it
in the arts and entertainment. We see it in the media. Mm. Many people, for the power and for the fame, will be willing to, listen to this, make compromises. We actually are worshiping. We are giving the enemy our worship. We are giving him, we're bowing down to his way when we make compromises. Right. You know, the enemy says, if you just take this shortcut, that's what he's essentially saying to Jesus. If you just take this shortcut,
right,
just bow down to me. Just do some things that I want you to do, and then I'll give you what it is that you've been promised. You know, Jesus, he's going to have all of the authority. Actually, it says, and the Lord, this is David, he said, and the Lord said to my Lord, sit right here until I make the earth your footstool. And so all these things are promised to Jesus.
Right.
And he's going to get all these things. But the enemy says, just take a shortcut right here. Just do it a little bit of this stuff my way, and then I'll give you all the kingdoms. I'll give it to you right now. And that's what the enemy offers us every day. So many people fall victim to that. And you see that for the power and for the fame, they make compromises.
I've never seen anybody win by cheating.
Yeah.
At least not in the long run.
Yeah.
Right? You reap what you sow. So at the end of the day, you're looking at the scripture here, and I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and the authority over them. But what was so amazing about it, he gave it to him in a glimpse. He showed him all of these kingdoms in a glimpse. He took him to the highest point.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor Josh, I think about the position that Jesus was in.
Yeah.
Many of us would have folded. You know, you get the glitter and the gold. You know, back in the day, we sang a song.
Yeah.
Silver and gold.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
not a singer.
That's right.
Silver and gold, right?
I'd rather have Jesus
there we go.
than silver and gold.
There it is. So now you have to make a choice, right? What is the outcome, right? What is the conclusion? What is the next step? And we go back to provision again.
Yeah.
You know, so just knowing that God is going to, you know, surpass anything that the enemy is going to tempt you with.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And we have to know, For every authentic thing that God wants to do in your life, the enemy will try to produce a counterfeit to that. So it's not that these things weren't, that there was like a half-truth to them, that these things weren't part of Jesus' destiny. It's that he created a counterfeit to it. So instead of doing it God's way, do it man's way, or do it the enemy's way. And so That's what the enemy tries to do in making compromises. Say, if you just make this compromise, just make this shortcut, I will make you wealthy. You'll make all this money. You'll get this job. You'll get this promotion. You'll climb up the ladder. You'll get this relationship. You'll get this open door. If you'll just make this compromise, these people will befriend you if they see that you live like them. And so we see the enemy has a way of instant gratification, but there's pain in the end. There's destruction in the end. So a lot of times people get some of what they want.
Right.
They actually get some, you know, because the Jesus didn't correct him. He said, these things are mine to give away.
Right.
For the time being, they're his to give away a lot of these kingdoms. Mm-hmm. And so, but in we do it God's way. There's this concept of patience that's involved. There's this concept of sowing and reaping. I'm going to sow these actions. I'm going to reap a harvest in this area, but it's going to take time because there's a season of sowing. There's a season of waiting.
Right.
There's a season of harvest. But you see, a lot of people, they don't want to wait. They want fast food. They want they want fast destiny. They want everything fast. And so that's where the enemy comes in with that temptation and tries to offer the shortcut. But let me tell you something. If you do it God's way, the blessing is going to be that much better. It's the Bible says he blesses and he adds no sorrow with it. There's not going to be any downside. There's not going to be any side effects. There's going to be some hurt people on the sidelines that you had to wound to get there.
Absolutely.
Some people you stepped on to climb up the ladder. You don't have to have that. If you do it God's, it take a little longer, but you do it God's way.
Amazon Prime. Prime now, right? You order it, you want it that moment. You don't want to wait a day. Sometimes it's the next day.
Yeah.
We want it right away, Pastor Josh.
Yeah, and that is the kink in the armor for so many, is that we got to develop that fruit of the Spirit, that patience.
Amen.
And so the devil loses again, right? But he says you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only. I think when we do things man's way, we do things the way that the enemy tempts us to do, we're not, that's not serving the Lord. Serving the Lord is actually doing it his way. I think that's where we get off track sometimes. We do it mostly his way sometimes.
Yeah.
But then we pepper in a little bit of what's kind of easy for me. I think a lot of believers fall victim to that. It's like, I'm doing mostly what God has required of me, but this other part, I'm kind of writing that off. I'm kind of, that's not really easy to hold up that part. So I'm going to do this small area. I'm going to take this little shortcut here. Jesus responds. This is how Jesus, the scripture that he whips him with, Deuteronomy 6, comes from Deuteronomy 6:13. You must worship the Lord your God and serve him only. What way do we do it? God's way. Do we do it God's way and our way? No. Do we do it God's way and a little bit of what's popular now? No. He says, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So I'm serving God with my actions, with my everyday life. Second loss for the devil.
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. And so the devil says, okay, one last thing. Just so he takes him to Jerusalem, to the highest point on the temple, and says, okay, if you're the Son of God, okay, again, questioning identity, all right? If you're the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say, and then he gets this. He starts quoting to him Psalm 91. He says, he will order his angels to protect and guard you, and they will hold you up in their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. So listen, let me tell you something. God's not the only one that uses scripture. The devil sometimes uses scripture. Sometimes people that are well-meaning use scripture the wrong way. And let me tell you something. Even in this period of time, you see some believers, they're using the scripture the wrong way. They're going out and doing foolish things. Basically, the devil says, well, jump off the building. The angels will catch you. That's what the Bible says.
Right.
And Jesus responds like this. You're misquoting the Bible. You're misquoting the Word of God. Scripture also says you must not test the Lord your God. So you're taking the scripture, you're taking Psalm 91, but you're taking it out of context. You're saying that God is a protector, but you're going and you're trying to do something foolish. Yeah. So this is important for us to understand as believers. We got to be in the will of God.
Right.
You know, we need to be in the will of God, because I love this. Later in the chapter, you know, this part, the devil's trying to say, jump off this temple, this spot on the temple, the highest place on the temple. But later on in the chapter, there's people that try to push Jesus off a cliff.
Right.
What's the difference? What's the difference that God was protecting Jesus in that moment on the cliff, that Jesus said, this isn't right for me to jump off the building, but he's going to protect me from being pushed off the cliff. What's the difference? The difference is Jesus was in the middle of doing his assignment. He was in the middle of God's purpose and God's plan for his life. And when you are in the middle of God's plan for your life, the protection of God is upon you. It's when you get off on the fringes doing crazy things, doing foolish things, that the protection and provision isn't there. Jesus is saying, no, I'm not going to just jump off the building. That's dumb. The scripture says, don't test the Lord, but rather be in the center, be in the middle of what God has called you to do, what God has assigned you to do, and no devil in hell is going to be able to touch you. It says that Jesus walked through.
Right.
This is some X-Men stuff.
Boy,
he walked through the people that were trying to push him off the cliff.
It was unbelievable. You know, he had been preaching, you know, and giving the word in the synagogues.
Yeah.
You know, and they were so in awe at Jesus that, you know, more people started listening.
Yeah.
And the enemy got mad. He got upset. He said, I got to take this guy out. I don't know what we're going to do, but let's push him off the cliff.
Yeah.
He didn't jump the first time, so let's get him in the same predicament and let's see what he does this time.
Yeah.
Is he going to jump?
Yeah.
Instead, he walked through the crowd. It was just an amazing, and they didn't stop him.
Yeah.
They parted. Yeah. They let him through. The same people who wanted to throw him off.
Yeah.
I just think about knowing who you are. We go back to identity crisis. We go back to knowing who you are and being in the center of what God has called you to do. It's hard for the devil to interfere.
Yeah. No, we're going to take question and answer in a second. We're going to do question and answer. So get your questions ready. And I'm just going to end on this one last point that I love. It's verse 13, and it says, when the devil got his butt whooped, he decided he was going to leave. Listen, until the next opportunity came. Let me tell you something. The devil is ever seeking to try to tempt man. If he would get his butt whooped like this by Jesus and still he's waiting for another opportunity to come back, let me tell you something. The devil's going to keep on coming back. He's going to keep on trying it. He's going to keep on testing you. That's why you got to stay alert. You got to stay full of the Spirit, like we said. You got to stay prayed up. Jesus said, watch and pray. Stay alert in your faith walk. Don't just get complacent. It's when you get complacent is when the enemy tries to come in and he finds that there's some vulnerability there for him to slip in and try to tempt you. So he says he left until the next opportunity.
The enemy is relentless.
Yeah.
Nonstop, always coming at you. You don't know what angle. Mm-hmm. We talked about leaving a crack. You know, if you have a crack in your foundation in your home, you know, the whole entire home can collapse on you just because of the crack in the foundation. So we have to stay full. We have to stay filled up, you know, at all times. I love this, Pastor Josh. Absolutely love this.
Amen. So questions. We're going to open it up for questions right now. Anybody that had questions, you can ask right now. Or you say, hey, let's discuss this. You can put it up there right now. I love it, Miss D. Stay alert in your faith walk. I love that. We got to stay aware. We got to stay aware of what's going on. How you doing, Cher? I see you there. I see you, Marielle. Brittany said microwave generation.
Everybody wants it. They want it quick.
Yeah.
No patience. You know, and God is usually in the midst. Sometimes it's that wait, you know, it's that tarry, you know, and that in those times when you're really seeking that you really get the answers that you're looking for.
Amen. Amen. Well, I just love this because it's so important because everybody is tested in these areas. Identity, provision. If you're going to take a shortcut to your destiny, if you're going to take a shortcut for fame, or you're going to take a shortcut for money or power, or you're going to think that God is going to protect you if you're doing your own thing. Mm-hmm. God, you know, we it's us. The beginning of Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in the shelter."
Right.
Of the Most High. If you're dwelling in the shelter of the Most High, then all the following stuff applies to you. He's going to protect you. And so I think that's so important for us in this season. We got in every season, stay close, stay right underneath what God is doing. Stay underneath his shelter.
I think we talked about earlier, a little bit about the hedge. Mm-hmm. You know, and not, you know, if you've ever been in the military or if you watch those movies or anything like that, the people on the edge are the ones that get hit with the arrows.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Staying within that protection, staying centered. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, while we're doing this, let me just say, if you would like to give tonight, you can give. You can 77977. Want to make that available. Also, we want to make available, if you want to give online, you can go to hopeunited.church. It's such an amazing opportunity. A lot of times when God says something that is powerful, I like to sow into that word or sow into that revelation. Right. I want to put my name on what God is speaking. If God is giving me a strategy or giving me something that's really opening the door for me, I want to sow into that because when I plant a seed into that revelation, I'm going to see a harvest of that revelation in my life. So, I know that thank you, Iris. I want us to close out with a special prayer, and I want you to go first, and I'm going to pray too. But I really believe that throughout this season, there's some people that are on the line with us tonight that they're being tested. They're being tested. They're being, you know, there's some stuff in their life that's shaken, getting shaken up right now, and so I want to agree with them, and then also. Everybody that's on the line, there's some people that are connected to you that are going through it. Let me tell you something. I know some people that are going through it. Now, I know some people that are getting the victory.
Absolutely.
They're crushing right now. They're crushing because that's what God wants us to do. But there's some of our brothers and sisters that are struggling right now. They're being tempted. They're being battered. They're being battled right now. And so we want to stand with them. We want to pray for them. So I'm going to let you lead off first.
Lord, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace. Lord, Father, we just thank you for our friends and family, Lord God, who are able to join us at this time, Lord God, whether it's live, Lord Father, or they're watching it later in their homes, Lord Father, that you would just put your hand of protection, your hedge of protection around them, Lord God. During these times of COVID, Lord Father, we know that there's a lot of changes going on, Lord Father, financially and otherwise, Lord God, but we know that you have the ability to step in the middle and in the midst of any situation, Lord God, and turn it completely around. We ask that you, Lord Father, continue to be the God that we know you are and continue to be the protector that you are. Continue to be the provider, the Jehovah Jireh that we know you are, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega. Your promises are yea and amen. And we know, Lord God, that you will always be there for us. In the name of Jesus, touch each and every last one of our friends and family in Jesus' name.
Lord, we just lift up, Father, each and every person tonight. God, I thank you, Lord. You have a destiny. You have an assignment, God. And Lord, you've called us more than conquerors. So no matter what they're tempted with, no matter what they're struggling with, no matter what they're going through right now, God, I thank you, God, that they would not waste a wilderness. God, that you would turn everything that's evil, that's wicked, that's come against them, God, turn it around for their good. Lord, I thank you that no weapon against that's formed against them will prosper, God. Every report that's false, every tongue that rises against them will be condemned. It will be rebuked. It will be cast away. God, I thank you, Lord, for the inheritance, God, of the believers, for the promises of the believers, God. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us an identity. You've given us the identity of conquerors, God. So I speak that. I speak faith into our people. I speak faith, God, into anybody that's listening to this right now, God, that you would just touch them, stir them up, God, for greater things, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you would just, God, give us faith over fear. God, let our faith level rise, God, and let any fears just be removed. God, I thank you, Lord, if there's any fear that's just resting on people's lives, that's weighing heavy, anxiety that's weighing heavy on their lives, God, I thank you that it would just fall off right now, that it would fall away, God, and faith, God, would be strong in their life, God. We stir up faith right now on this broadcast, God, that you would do that. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And God, bless, God, each and every person that gave, God. Lord, I thank you, Father, such a beautiful opportunity. God, bless them according to your word, 30, 60, and 100-fold. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank you guys for joining us. I see so many of our family on here, and I just want to tell you, we're looking forward to Sunday. Sunday's going to be an amazing day. If you're available tomorrow night, you can jump on the prayer Zoom. You can jump on the prayer Zoom tomorrow night. It's at 6:30. You can find the link in the Hope United app. If you haven't downloaded the Hope United app, download the Hope United app. My kids are walking around the house and they're clapping like canard. The Hope United app. It's a thing, canard. It's a thing now. So download it, Hope United app, and follow us around. All the links are right in there. You can find all the good stuff that we're doing and all the good updates as we're readjusting over the next couple weeks. So God bless you. At Hope United, we are
one family in faith.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.